KBCR Mobile.
KB4CBA. Sorry I missed that call there. I was listening to Steely Dan.
I'm sorry you have no taste in music, but, you know, so's the rest of the family. I can't help it. This is N0TR.
My goodness, and I didn't recognize that. Well, I must have really had it cranked up. Well, you know, Tom, I have heard so much music in my lifetime. And, you know, when you're in the music ministry, you get, you don't even have to subscribe. They get your name and they'll just send you a boatload of music. And, yeah, you, I don't know what they do now. They used to send CDs with it so you could, you know, listen to it. I give each song about 15 seconds and, a little bit longer than that. And, you know, if it didn't, wasn't anything I wanted, you know, I'd go on to the next one. But, God, can you imagine the number of songs I've heard in my lifetime? 40 years of ministry.
I don't know a whole lot about religious songs and that. I just, and, you know, I've played in a lot of concerts in the churches and that, and I do know about those kind in Christmas music and all. But most of that stuff nowadays to us old folks is, instead of random access memory, RAM, it's random access trash. And it's kind of like, you know, professional wrestling trash. I just don't listen to it.
Now, that's the thing about being in the ministry. You'll get everything from, you know, high church music to classical stuff, you know, to arrangements of that, and, you know, Southern gospel, contemporary. I mean, you just get the whole gamut of music. So it's, if I thought I might use it, I would record that particular song on my computer and keep the book, you know, and just write on the front cover, or if it was sheet, just, you know, just the sheet music for that one song, I'd write on the front cover, you know, the that sort of thing. And so, you know, I had a stack of those, so I, you know, if I ever needed to pull some new music out, and you know, I didn't have much to look at that week or whatever, I would I could always do that.
GR Mobile, right in front of Dave Watson's district over here. I think they used to call it Silver Creek, but I think it says Birchwood Place now, or Beechwood. Anyways, I'm close to Dave's. Well, I don't listen to a lot of it anymore, but I played in an orchestra for 9 years, and I loved the old classics. I did not, our director, and she was an ex-Marine and a nice lady, but she favored contemporary, modern women composers. And that was the trash of the orchestral music, as far as I was concerned. It just had no meaning at all to me. I love the old-timers, Mozart, Beethoven, you know, Mahler, you name them. That was my favorites. And I still love to hear them, but I got it programmed here on my radio, but I just don't go there much. I listen to 60s on 6, and then Willie's Roadhouse, and then I listen to 50s, or else I go to elevator music on what they call escape, if I don't want to hear voices in the music. I guess you'd say I'm old-fashioned, rednecked, and narrow-minded, Dave.
Poor CPA. No, I don't call you any of that. You know, everybody has their taste in, you know, music and everything else for that matter. So, I mean, you know, that's why they have vanilla and chocolate, you know, because not everybody, you know, likes the same ice cream, you know. So, same thing with music. And it's interesting that they say, you know, since you only have 7 tones, different pitches, that all the tunes have been written that can be written. And but isn't it funny how when a new song comes out, it sounds different? It just never ceases to amaze me how you can, you know, do that, or take an old song and arrange it. I like to do that. That was one thing I really got into in my last few years of the music ministry, and I would take some old songs that, you know, I grew up listening to, and I would put Christian lyrics to it, and the old secular songs like, you know, the Eagles, Peaceful Easy Feeling, you could sing Amazing Grace to that. And, yeah, so it fits in perfectly. It's just amazing.
Some of the stuff that I consider music now, to us old-timers, just isn't it. Somebody getting up there screaming to where you can't understand it, or somebody talking, and I don't mean a narrator in a Christmas song. I mean just basically spewing out filthy trash and obscenities in that rap music. I have to admit, you know, it's got a beat to it, but it ain't music.
Oh, you're so funny. Yeah, well, I mean, I'll have to agree with you on that, but you know. Do you know, there's a hymn, well, I grew up in the Southern Baptist Church, so I really wish I'd grown up in a Pentecostal church, but, like a church of God, but, anyway, but there's a hymn that we sing in the Southern Baptist Church. It came upon the midnight clear, sing it every Christmas. And I told my pastor a few years before I left ministry, and that it does not mention Jesus. It does not mention, you know, the Christ child. It talks about angels. But nowhere in that song, he looked at me and he goes, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." And I said, "We sing it every year."
Well, I can't remember some of the traditional things we played in orchestra, but they were repetitive every year. You're right. And but I loved the orchestra. That was enjoyable. It really was. I felt privileged after dropping my horn for 20 years and then having 2 collapsed lungs and multiple surgeries. And the doctor said, "Yeah, it'd be good for you, Tom." And so one thing I can do, Dave, is put out a lot of hot air.
Yes, you left yourself wide open, Tom. Let's see, do I want to bite on that one, or I think I'll just tuck that one away for another time. Well, I don't know where you're going, but I'm going in the garage here, so I guess I'll say 73s and whatever you're up to. I know Bernice is with you, and she's probably got the frying pan too, so has to keep a stockpile of those, because, you know, once your face gets imprinted with one, you know, it's no good on the stove.
Well, I left myself wide open and baited myself, and you didn't even take it. Should have went for that hook, line, and sinker. Shoot. But, no, I really did enjoy orchestra, and I enjoyed going to all the different churches and seeing the different denominations and the way they celebrated Christmas, because we played at a lot of places, and very interesting. I never could understand why they don't have just one, you know, Christian religion, but I don't have a degree like you do, Dave. I'm more simple-minded. Now, don't bite on that. Anyways, we just pulled into Ingalls, and I'll catch you later, bud. KB4CBA in 0TR, 70 degrees, Dave.
I know a lot of people with degrees, and, but, you know, you've got to have a sense for music. You just, you know, you can have all the degrees you want and still not be a musician. But anyway, that's all I'll say about that right now. But y'all get you some mass consumables, and I will talk with you later. 73's in 0TRK before CBA.